Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NL, Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, and also I've got Walking Wisdom seminars. Tonight we're going to talk about spreading joy daily with author Marie Weichel. And spreading joy daily is full of 365 ideas that will get your heart soaring, your mind racing, and will have you making a difference for others in no time. This book is designed to get you thinking of ways to make a difference each and every day. You'll soon experience that there's no joy like spreading joy when your heart is flooded with the unspeakable joy that comes from living your life for others. Many people feel their little doesn't matter, and so instead of trying to do what they can, they simply don't try. This book will remind you of the little things that make life big and get you thinking of ways to do more for others. Regardless of your age, financial situation, education, or background, there are ideas in here for everyone. You can do this. You can make a difference for others without breaking the bank. We will help you. This is an easy-to-read book, offers daily tips on making a huge difference in the lives of others. You find today's date, read it, and set a plan of action. Prepare for the week by reading the week on Sunday. This book is full of practical ideas that will inspire more ideas as well as remind you, your heart, that yes, we can make a difference daily. And spreading joy to others will cause your heart to be flooded with great. And the book is available at www.spreading-joy.org and on Amazon.com. And without any further ado, we're going to bring on the Spreading Joy Goddess, Marie Weichel. Welcome to the show, Marie.
Hey, Rob. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, here's something I've really expanded into. What you desire in your life, you choose to do for others. That way, the door opens for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, Marie, let's take today's date in Spreading Joy Daily. What is the spreading joy of the day?
For today, and you can literally open up the book and look at, just ignore all the dates and have great, easy, wonderful things to do. But the book is designed day by day, month by month, to help people, you know, just kind of remember where they are, what they're doing. It's not a very thick book. It's very easy to read. Anyone can do this at all. So for today, June the 3rd, it's Singing in the Rain. And what it says is, you remember what it was like playing in the sprinklers as a child, right? Well, how about playing the biggest sprinklers of all, the sky, playing the rain? Sounds simply crazy, doesn't it? But it's refreshingly wonderful, and I hope that whoever does it will tweet me and let me know. Take your kids out. Kids love playing in the rain. A couple, probably a month or two ago, it was just unseasonably warm here in North Carolina, and it was a rainy Saturday. And for about an hour, I did nothing but sit on the couch and watch a couple little boys that live down the road play in the rain. They played in the rain. It was the greatest thing in the world to watch. And, you know, as adults, we tend to forget that. We tend to forget our childlike wonderment. And, you know, instead of hurrying through the rain whenever my kids were little, we would, if we're leaving the grocery store or wherever to head back home, we would kind of just stomp our way through the rain, splashing in the mud puddles, and just having a good time. And the kids love that. And now that they're adults, they remember. You know, they really do. There was once when my daughter was kind of in, you know, the middle teenage years, and she was like, come on, Mom, what are you for? And I was like, you know what? In heart, yes, 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 I am. So, you know, you just remind us to have fun, and not just with random, perfect, wonderful strangers, but with our family too. And that's something that you can do, if you have, especially if you have small kids. They would love to go play in the rain just like they would the snow.
And, you know, that is true. And, you know, as a kid, I loved it. Now that I'm older, I don't like working in it at all, but being in it is clear. But here's something you're talking about rain. After it rains, the air is the purest it ever will be. That's
when
I...
It smells so good, yes.
And, you know, Marie, how many people miss out on that simplicity of the clean air after the rain?
Yeah, you know, it's just like fresh-cut grass or the rain, even sometimes just before it's coming, you can smell it. And those are simple, ordinary joys that the hustle and bustle of life just steals from us. We are in a hurry. We're moving right along. We're, you know, going from point A to point B at this deadline, and we miss those things. And that's what's spreading joy is about. It just kind of reminds you, because most people, when they hear this post, they're going to be like, I hadn't even thought about playing in the rain in forever. You know, imagine the delight, and there's kids' faces when they say, okay, let's go outside and play in the rain. You know, I mean, the kids are going to be surprised, and it's going to be a memory that they make instead of watching TV, instead of, you know, doing all the things that we do. And those aren't bad all in itself, but imagine those memories that they'll tell their kids. You know, hey, we used to play in the rain. You know, it's a great thing, and people just tend to forget those little things, and that's what the book is designed to do. It's designed to help prompt you to think about what you have and your resources and the things that you have available to you that I might not have available to me. You know, especially if you live down south and it's always, you know, it's not really, really cold all the time. You could play in the rain even in February or March. So whereas up here, we kind of got to wait until April or May to do so. So just, you know, it helps you to focus on your resources, focus on what you have, what you can do, and it just gives you some ideas. And that's what we want to do. We want to have everybody spreading joy daily, one act of joy consciously being done by everyone every day.
And, you know, that's the thing. But here's something I've learned and expanded through myself. How do we have to learn to spread joy, do you feel? Because we have to learn to give joy.
Yeah, we do. It is something that can be learned. You know, in talking with my mom, it's just something that I've loved to do pretty much my whole life. But it can be learned. We taught our kids as young kids to be givers and not to be kids of entitlement where they feel like they're entitled to everything. We taught them to be givers. And it is something that you can learn, and it is something that you can teach your children. When you are constantly looking for ways to make a difference for somebody else, whether it's a loved one, a family member, a close relative or a distant relative, or even a stranger, your children and your family are going to see that. They're going to pick up on that, and you're teaching that to those around you, as well as flooding your own heart with joy, as well as making a difference for somebody else. So if you feel like that your children are slowly becoming those that feel entitled to everything, then start having them focus on other people instead of focusing on themselves. And spreading joy will do that. And this book, even kids can do some of the things in this book. There are over 100 things that are no cost. You can make a difference for people at zero cost. Kids can take this and adapt it to, you know, their age level. Men, women alike, everyone can do this. And the good thing is when you buy this book off of Amazon.com, all the proof goes right back into making a difference for others. Every penny. I don't take any money from Spreading Joy. I don't take any money from the sale of the book. We help put money back into the ministry so that we can do more for others.
You know, doing more for others, aren't you really opening your own heart valves and your own heart to receive more?
Yeah, you really are, because when you are giving without expectation, you literally get so much more back. when you're giving and you're not focused on, okay, what am I going to get because I did this? What's going to come back to me? When you're giving just because you want to, just because, you know, you want to see somebody smile, or you secretly know that somebody's having a bad day, so you're like, okay, I'm gonna do something to help them have a good day. You know, you get back so much more. That's why everybody loves Christmas, Rob. Think about it. Everybody loves Christmas, and it's because they spend from the day after Thanksgiving right up until Christmas Day thinking about others every single day. They think, I need to get this gift for this person and this gift for this person. And, oh, we're going to have this party and we're going to invite all these people over. It's because for those 4 or 5 weeks, they are completely focused on other people. And that's what we're trying to show you is while Christmas can be expensive, spreading joy daily doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to break the bank. It's the same mindset, but nowhere near as costly. And you get the same joy from giving.
So I got a question. You just brought up something. Christmas, isn't it expensive because of our own wanting to be, think if we buy high-priced gifts, we'll be liked by everybody?
It is. That's where this whole spreading joy came from, is my desire personally to do great, big, wonderful things and to give at such a huge level that my heart wants to give at, but I cannot afford to do that financially. And a lot of people will go into great debt to give out really, really great Christmas presents, when in reality, the love and compassion and time and care that they put into what they deem as just regular, ordinary presents will be received just as greatly. So that's, you know, I understand that. I fight with that. It is something that I struggle with. And I, you know, while we're, every day I do something for somebody else, and we work on helping, you know, underprivileged children, and we do what we can to help people with their electric bill and food and a whole bunch of other things, I still struggle with, you know, personally, hey, I want to do more comes in at. You can do 2 things a day. You can do 3 things a day. You can do 4 or 5 things a day, depending on what it is that you're doing. The ideas are there, and they'll help get your brain thinking about more things that you can do.
How about just smiling, walking down the street, 4 smiles on the world? How was that to expand the world?
People notice that. People really, especially in this life where, you know, we're constantly bombarded by, you know, we've got this to do, we've got this to pay, we don't have enough money here, we need new shoes for the kids, we need, and our job is just hounding us, and we've got so many things coming at us from every direction that a smile and a nod, you know, a genuine, sincere smile and nod really just kind of brings peace over all that we're working on that day. You know, even the kindness of a stranger, you know, a lot of people, they get piled into elevators and they don't speak. No, I try to speak. I try to smile because it helps to lighten the tension and the ease that, I mean, and create some ease through all the tension that everybody's feeling for that day. So even something as simple as a smile, you know, or maybe you have a friend that's really having a hard time and you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to take them. You don't have to take them anything. You don't have to do anything. Just being there, being available, sitting with them on the couch, that is probably going to be bigger than what you imagine, because sometimes they don't need words of comfort because there are none. And sometimes they don't need what you think are the answers because they're not. Sometimes they just need to have somebody near. And we forget how important that is.
Yes. Excuse me. The website is spreading-joy.org. There is a donate button right on the same page as Spreading Joy Daily, the book. And also the address is, it's in North Carolina. I just got to click on the right page here. It's Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 718-206-28037. And the call-in number to talk with Marie is 718-305-6548. And Marie, how is the world and people letting actually the daily life take their joy as they don't even understand it's happening? How do you feel that's going on, Marie?
We all do. We all do this. We get wrapped up in our schedules, wrapped up in what our kids need to do and need to have done. And there are things that generally would bring us joy if we were slowed down a little bit to see it, and we miss it. We miss it. We don't, you know, we're rushing through the grocery store and there's a whole section of flowers. We don't just take a minute and smell them and enjoy them. Or we don't, you know, we're walking down the coffee aisle, take a minute and just enjoy the aroma that comes from that. There's a lot of things, you know, some people, they're so busy and they don't notice all the wonderful, beautiful clouds and the blue sky. They miss a lot of great joy that surrounds us and great beauty that surrounds us because of trials and pain and hurt. And the thing is they're going to be there. But what we can do is take a little bit of time and notice the good things. It'll help us to be able to deal with the pains and the hurts of everyday life a little better. Because if we go through every day and we skip over all the good and we forget about the good and we only notice the bad, then we're going to be most miserable. We're going to be completely depressed and think that we have no blessings, when in reality, you know, we are a blessed nation. We are a blessed people. You know, we have it so much better than a lot of people in this world.
Well, if you think you got challenges, look at the Middle East. Them people have challenges. And, you know, here's something about all the challenges in the Middle East and in the world are subconsciously ingrained. And for us to expand out of that, you got to have some spreading joy daily. And that's where it is. You got to feed your the old patterns, don't you feel, Marie?
You do. You've got to, you know, if we really paid attention to what we did throughout the day, we would see that we're just kind of centered in our own little world. And in reality, it wouldn't take much to step out of our own little world and to make a difference for those around us. And think about it. You know, if we have 20 houses on our street, if everybody was doing one thing a day for someone else that's just in our circle of influence, and then those people did one thing a day, you know, there would be so much kindness and generosity and joy being spread throughout the world that we wouldn't even know the impact that we have. You know, and that's the thing. When you do one little act of joy, just one, the person that receives it is then prompted because they're thinking, wow, how cool is that? And then they think, I want to do that for somebody. Like, we have these cards. I'll send them to you for free. If you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope with one stamp on it, I'll send you 6. If you send me 2 stamps on the envelope, I'll send you 12. But they're nice-sized business cards. And what you can do is use them to pay for somebody's coffee or pay for somebody's meal in a restaurant. You give it to the person at the drive-thru and say, hey, I want to pay for their meal. I want to pay for their coffee. You pay for their meal, and then the person at the window gives them the card. And it just says, I'm spreading joy your way today. Your order has been paid for by me, and it's a nice laminated card. And it talks about, you know, this is what we do here at Spreading Joy. And, you know, doing that, somebody else will ultimately do the same. I read once where somebody at Starbucks did that, person that had their coffee paid for. They're like, well, you know what? I'm going to pay for the person behind me. And so they did. And then that person paid for the person behind them. And I think it went through 7 or 8 cars just because one person started it. The very same day, those next 7 or 8 cars right behind them did exactly the same thing. You don't, and I guarantee you probably didn't even know he did that or she did that. You never know where it's going to end up. The ripple effect is limitless.
You know, you just said something. How is people so elated to get something, you know, like that, and they just, it open, it may not do anything the day it happens, but somewhere down the road, that enters back into their, out of their subconscious, into their conscious world. How does that allow them to do it for somebody else just out of, on a whim?
Because they're going to remember. They're going to remember the instant joy that they felt when that happened to them. And a lot of times, if they are not in the position to reciprocate, they will, when they can, they will pass that along. They will pay it forward. They'll do what they can because they remember how great it felt to do something like that. I remember one, it might have been Valentine's Day or something. My husband and I went to Carrabba's, and I've never been. I don't like pasta, so I don't usually go to Italian places, but more and more often we find that they have things that are not pasta-related. So we went, we had a good time. We're waiting for our table, and there's another couple there, an older couple, talking about, you know, what they were going to get. And so while we were waiting, I was having a cup of coffee, and the guy's like, you should have whatever slice of cake that they make to go with it. He said, have you ever had it? I said, no, sir, I haven't. I've never been here before. And he's like, well, you'll love it. Trust me. So I'm sitting there talking with my husband, drinking my coffee, and the next thing I know, a piece of cake is sent over to me. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And he said, I wanted you to have it. So he treated me to that. And I was like, wow, this is how it feels, you know, to have somebody do something like that for you. So, I mean, it's just neat. You remember and you want to pass it on. And it made me want to do even more with Spreading Joy, just because I was able to see firsthand how it felt being on the receiving end.
How do you have to be able to accept joy as much as give joy to really feel the full gamut of joy?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I could have made the situation all kinds of awkward. You know what I mean? But I didn't. I just received it and said thank you, and it really was good. He wasn't kidding. It was absolutely wonderful. He said that, you know, he always got it every time he came. So you just have to. Some people that are like me, they're givers and they love to give and they love to do. It can be kind of awkward to take. But you just smile and say thank you, because you know what? If you make it awkward, then you are stealing their joy of giving to you. Like I have a widow that supports Spreading Joy. She's a widow. She doesn't get a lot from the government each month, but she supports Spreading Joy every single month. And if I told her no, I would be stealing her joy. But she knows. She's seen the kids that we've helped. She knows how important the book bags are and the Christmas event that we do every year, how important that is. And she wants to be a part of it. And, you know, even though she can't give at the level her heart wants to, she still does. But if I tried to turn her away, I would be stealing her joy. Then don't ever turn away a gift. Don't ever turn away an act of kindness. Somebody's paying it, graciously accept it.
You know, that's the thing. Graciously accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, isn't that about the hardest thing we do, just graciously do something?
It is, sometimes, and it can be.
You know, but here's the thing. Once you can do it, you really can open up to new things yourself, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You can. And two, you never know, like the person that's doing the act of joy, the spreading joy that day, they might be stepping out of their comfort zone. You know, like whenever I go and I speak to ladies groups and women's groups and kids and schools, I talk to them about stepping out of their comfort zone, you know, meeting new people, doing something for a random person. And people are, you know, they're like, oh, I could never do that. I can't talk to people. I'm not outgoing. I'm a very shy person. And I'm like, yeah, but when you step out of your comfort zone a little bit, it'll get easier and easier every time you do it. So we discussed that. So if you are graciously receiving someone's gift, you could be helping them more than you realize, especially if they have stepped out of their comfort zone. So you, again, you, when you're giving and when you're receiving, you never know how you are helping, because you are and you can be.
And, you know, that's the thing. how does, you know, just a simple thing like spreading joy open you up to receiving prosperity from unknown sources, do you feel?
Because when you are, when you're literally looking at your resources, looking at what you have, your talent, what you're capable of doing, what your family is capable of doing, and you are actively seeking to spread that around, to do for others, you are opening up your world for more resources that you may not have realized or known. Great at what you're good at, your gifts and your talents, instead of where you fall short or what you look like or how you wish you look. When you're focusing on the positive, you're also teaching those around you to focus on the positive. You know, it could be your family, it could be those you work with, it could be students that you teach, but your actions are being seen even by people that you don't even know, and you are teaching others even when you don't realize it. So while you're doing that, not only are you helping those around you, but you are helping yourself because you are noticing the good and you're making a difference. And when you're actively looking for resources, then you are going to notice those. Whereas if you weren't, then you wouldn't even think you had any resources at all.
And, you know, that's very true. And, you know, school isn't out in a lot of places, but school's going to start very shortly already again. I don't want to see time go fast. But we're asking for donation. Spreading Joy is asking for donation. They buy school supplies for kids that are in homeless shelters and battered women's shelters. And Marie has a goal of how many kids and how much money this year?
We'd like to be able to help 1,000 kids, so we're looking at about $20,000. But, you know, if you look at it as, okay, what if 100 people that heard this broadcast and that saw our tweets gave $5? And then what if another 100 gave $10? And then what if another 100 gave $20? And with the amount of people that it's reached by our tweets and then people that retweet in this broadcast and on Facebook, and other avenues through newsletters, you know, it is not impossible. It's not impossible. And yes, school is not out yet, but you've got parents out there that think, my goodness, how am I going to get new clothes? How am I going to get school supplies? I've got to figure out what this new teacher is going to want. And they are already dreading having to deal with all the back-to-school needs that are coming up. So, yes, we are asking for donations, and it can be any size, and any size will help. Do not ever think that your gift is too small because, when, like I said, if we have 100 or 200 or 300 people giving various amounts, we're going to be able to reach so many kids and help so many kids. And you don't know. You might be supporting a future doctor, a future lawyer, a future teacher. You have no idea who you're going to be helping, and neither do I, and that's the beauty of it. We want to impact these kids' world so much so that they want to do good, and they want to grow up and make a difference for other people themselves, because they know that people care about them, and this is going to show them that people that have never even met them care about them, and that they matter.
And Spreading Joy Corporation is a 501c3 IRS-approved nonprofit organization. But here's something that just come to me. How about if you just show a child that there's somebody that cares and they stay out of prison?
Yeah.
Something
you never know. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times kids just need to know somebody cares. They just need to know.
And, you know, it might just give them the step up to, Marie, to be a star athlete, go to college, and be the doctor, the lawyer, the financier, or just an all-around good person.
Yeah, because, you know, they have dreams. And sometimes, yes, they do get squashed, and that's so sad. But whenever, you know, we're helping them by giving them just some new items, you know, and it's not great and wonderful things that they want. These are things that they need, and they are always so happy to receive them. You just don't know, whenever you give them these things, you know, what it's going to do to help invest in their future, and that's the beauty of it. We may never, ever see the end of it, but, where goodness goes, that's what you're going to get that goodness back.
And you can go to spreading-joy.org. Right on the first page, scroll down on the right-hand side, right under Sign Up Today, there is the Spreading Joy Daily book. And all the proceeds are going back to buy school supplies. So Marie's also putting her money where her heart is. So
yes.
How would it be feel for you to put your money in? Here, let's just blow this up a little bit. How about 20,000 people putting out $5? That's 100 grand. How well would you do?
Yeah, can you imagine the impact? We could, there would not be, we could make sure that there were no children going back to school without what they need. We could contact schools. We could contact families. We could contact, you know, social services and say, hey, you know, do you have anybody? You know, and that's not 20,000 people at $5. That's not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable at all. It's just that you got to step out and you got to do it.
Now with 3.5 billion grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to give money. And you can also mail your tax deductible donation to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And right up on the spreading-joy.org, right at the top right-hand corner is where you can donate with your credit card. And down right under the Sign Up Today in the email marketing by Vertical Response is the Spreading Joy book. So there's many ways you contribute to your life by contributing to others' lives. And so, Marie, how do you contribute by giving, do you feel? And then I'll close out the show.
Just the very act of giving, because, you know, we are living in a day and age where people, they're a little more selfish than we want to admit. And sometimes we are selfish with things that we shouldn't be, you know. We want to have the biggest and the best things, and therefore, you know, and there really is nothing wrong with that, but take a little bit and help other people. I sent out a tweet the other day on Twitter that said, usually the people that have the least give the most, and they do. You would think that, you know, if and a lot of rich people really do give a lot of things, but a lot of times, if you compare somebody that makes $40,000 a year to somebody that makes $140,000 a year, a lot of times the one with the lesser income generally gives more because they know the value of it and how much it helps because they've needed that help. And so I think sometimes we either forget about the times where we needed help and somebody helped us, or we get so wrapped up in what we want that we forget that we have all that we need. And so that's why we do Spreading Joy, so that people can consciously, every day, make a decision to impact someone else's life. And again, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to break the bank. It's just to get you in the habit of spreading joy to other people every day.
And Marie, I want to thank you and all the listeners for being here. And Thursday night, we're going to have Kathy Cummings with the Washington State Labor Council here. But Marie, give the people some Spreading Joy wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
All right. Thanks, Rob, for letting me talk about our back to school and our fundraising and our book. One last thing to say is, instead of worrying about what it is you're giving or how much you feel that it's worth to give, don't worry about those things at all. Just do. Do one thing for someone every single day, and then you're going to see there's no joy like spreading joy.
And thank you, and good night, and we'll see you Thursday night. And Marie, thank you and all the listeners for making my day. Every day I have a radio show.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, and good night.